Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network, about to go on the clock here with veteran fantasy football player Jeremy Hellickson. Jeremy, how long have you been playing fantasy football, and what's your track record of success?
I'd probably say I've been playing 8-10 years. Probably got 4 or 5 championships. Not a great ratio for how many teams I've had, but I've had some pretty good years.
You playing more than just the clubhouse leagues?
Yeah, I'm usually in maybe about 4 a year.
All right, so you sound like you're up for this. Let's go on the clock. A quarterback, Drew Brees or Jimmy Garoppolo, and why?
Drew Brees. Those weapons he has doesn't really get much better than that.
Okay, let's look at the rookies, and we'll go hometown with the Washington Redskins. Darius Geis or the Seahawks hot rookie in Rashad Penny?
Oh, that's a tough one. PPR probably Penny. Standard probably Geis.
Wide receiver, Adam Thielen or Tyreek Hill?
Oh, man, it's another one. I think I'd go with Thielen. Just preference. I mean, that's probably as close as it gets. I think just a couple more weapons in Kansas City that he has to compete with.
And a tight end, Evan Engram, the Giants, or Delaney Walker, the Titans?
I'll take Engram. I think you got to go with the upside. It's a close one, though, but I'll take the upside.
We'll give you one more running back one that's a little bit easier. Leonard Fournette or Dalvin Cook coming back from the injury with the Vikings?
I think, again, PPR, you go with Cook, and standard, you go with Fournette.
Who's your favorite NFL team?
I don't really have one. I'm more just a fantasy guy. Grew up rooting for the Chiefs, but I'm not a huge fan. Just a fantasy football fan.
If there's one player that you have to have on your team this year, who would it be and why?
Oh, man. I've only done one draft so far, and I had to get McCaffrey. It's a PPR and a 0.25 per carry, so hopefully he can get up to around 200 carries, and you know, I think that'll be pretty good with 60-70 catches he's going to get.
So you already drafted very early. Tell us about this league, who you ended up with, and what the approach was.
Yeah, it's a new salary cap league. I got in with Brad Ziegler and a bunch of, I guess, experts. I think there's only a couple players. There's a lot of fantasy gurus in there. But, yeah, it's a salary cap league. Ended up with McCaffrey, Mixon. Yeah, Fitzgerald and Demaryius Thomas, my top two receivers. Taking a chance on Luck, took him. Who else did I get? Deion Lewis, Ajayi.
How are you feeling about Ajayi this year with LeGarrette Blount out of town?
I feel good about him. I think not a lot of competition for carries from what I see, but hopefully he can just stay healthy. I think he has a pretty good year.
With how challenging was it playing under the salary cap? Was that the first time you were doing it?
Yeah, that was the first one I've done. It was different. I don't think it really gets too tough until contracts start running out in a few years, but it was fun. It was different, and kind of curious to see how it plays out, but it was definitely something that I'd do again. It was fun.
How did you feel about drafting early, and how well prepped is it getting you for your upcoming drafts?
I mean, honestly, I don't really prep too much for these. I just kind of...
So it helped in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that. I just feel like I know football pretty well and know guys, and, you know, I follow some some fantasy guys that, you know, I read and they help me out. But, yeah, I don't really prep before the draft. I just kind of just go in there and take who I think's best player.